Are you dried off and warmed up?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I bet.
That was a wet one.
Yeah. How do you feel about how things went today?
It was a really awesome day for our team. The conditions out there were interesting. It was pretty much pouring rain all day long. So the trick was to try to stay as dry as possible between heats and for as long as possible before you went skiing while still getting a pretty good warm up. So we talked a lot about how we were going to do that yesterday and just brought tons of clothes and took advantage of spin bikes and jogging around inside. But we were really only outside for 5 minutes at a time when we were skiing our heat. But I think we made the best of it. And obviously, the highlight of the day was Julia on the podium, which was so cool. I'm just really proud of her. And I know it's been coming for a while. I didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but it was really awesome to witness it today. And she skied like a champ and made nice. She's actually pretty excited about them because I think she does pretty well in crappy conditions, I guess. But she thought that we had an advantage because maybe some other people always were used to nice conditions and. We've done a lot of training in rainy conditions, and so I knew when she was excited for that it was going to be a good day for her.
Yeah. And both you guys growing up in the Northeast, like I grew up in the Northeast as well, and I feel like that's sort of something that you see from time to time in
Yes,
Vermont,
for
right?
sure.
The midwinter rain.
Exactly.
And can you talk a little bit about the course as far as it seems pretty compared to Davos or compared to Lillehammer, it's a much flatter course, right?
Well,
Go ahead.
yeah, well, not comp I guess I would say Davos is flatter than this, but
Okay.
it's like pretty much all the downhill is at the beginning and then all the uphill is at the end. And it's a really short course and pretty narrow, so there are a few places you can pass, but you can't pass it every place on the course. So we definitely talked about where the widest sections were and where it would make sense to put in a little move. But yeah, you basically drop down some S turns in the beginning and then you're climbing all the way back to the end with a couple little dips in there. But it's a very short course. I think it was taking the girls about 2.5 minutes and the guys, what, 15 seconds faster than that or something. So yeah, we definitely have some short World Cup, but that's definitely, it may have been the shortest.
Do you think that that suits you or?
Yeah, I prefer, well, I don't know. I've had good races and I used to think it was only short ones I could do well on, but I've had some good ones and longer ones and shorter ones. Yeah, I think short ones are fun. It makes them obviously very high speed and tactical, and I enjoy both of those things in a sprint race.
What are you guys doing for Christmas?
We're gonna go to Seefeld. My dad and brother are over here, so Simi and I are gonna go to Seefeld, but it's a very short Christmas break. I think we'll head
Right.
over there tomorrow night, and then we have to head to the tour on Thursday. So, kind of, we don't really get a Christmas break this year, but I think after Dresden, we'll work in a little break, probably back in Seefeld. So maybe we'll celebrate Christmas some more then.